You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Tuesday, June 1st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Is it illegal for businesses to require proof of vaccination? Short answer is no. In some states such as Texas, Florida, Utah, and others, they have banned vaccine passports, but that does not apply to private businesses. Misinformation is floating around on the internet, citing protection from the Fourth Amendment. But the reality is, a business can ask you to voluntarily disclose your vaccination status, and you can refuse, but that business also has the right to refuse entry. Sasha Hupka, reporter at capradio.org, joins us for some fact-checking. Thanks for joining us, Sasha.
Thanks for having me.
You know, there's a lot of talk about vaccine passports, and can a business require you to get a vaccination before you use their services, things like that. There's a lot of misinformation that is rolling around. And one that you wrote about recently, there's an image being shared on Instagram and Twitter claiming that businesses can't legally require customers to provide proof of vaccination or deny them entry based on their vaccination status. It goes on to say that those people, if they're trying to stop you, those businesses or individuals can be put in jail, even given the death penalty. These things get passed around. I think this one in particular has been shared thousands of times on Instagram and Twitter, and people start believing it. The quick answer of it is that that's not true. So, Sasha, help us walk through some of this. What can businesses do when it comes to proof of vaccination?
According to legal experts, businesses have a number of rights when it comes to letting people onto their private property. So businesses can ask you, hey, can I see proof of vaccination? An employee might ask you that. They have the right to ask you that. You don't have to answer them. But if you don't, they also have the right to say, you know, we really can't let you onto the property without your vaccination status. There might be certain instances in which somebody has a disability. They are not able to get a vaccination for a medical reason. And so therefore, in that case, you know, the business will likely try to provide a reasonable accommodation. So a grocery store might say, if you aren't vaccinated and can't prove to us that you're vaccinated in order to enter the grocery store, you need to be wearing a mask. And unvaccinated people have to wear masks. But people who are vaccinated and can show proof of that don't have to. There might be other instances like a movie theater where you would have to wear a mask in order to watch the movie, or where it's a large scale event where only vaccinated people can really be in that space, in which case they might try to provide some sort of virtual option for people who are unvaccinated or who cannot be vaccinated. But until we reach herd immunity, this is likely what it's going to look like in California and also possibly in a number of other states, because we have seen that other states have rolled out vaccine passports and similar reopening frameworks.
There's several states who have voiced their opposition to vaccine passports, things like that. Texas, Florida are two big ones, but also Idaho, Montana, Arizona, Utah. They all have some type of executive order or law on the books that say, you know, places can't require proof of vaccination. But that largely is limited to government offices or places that receive government funding. Privately owned businesses don't fall under that. And as you mentioned, there are other states like New York that have rolled out their systems of vaccine passports. So as these states keep reopening, we're going to be seeing a lot of this, and it's going to cause a lot of confusion.
Yes, absolutely. And it really already has. I mean, we've already seen numerous kind of versions of this claim around the internet that businesses can't ask you for proof of vaccination or can't deny entry based on vaccination status. And there's been a number of kind of different reasons that have been given in some of this false information as to why that is. My story and the fact check that I did on this issue specifically pertain to the Fourth Amendment and the U.S. Civil Rights Act. But I've also seen claims that have been checked by national fact-checking organizations regarding HIPAA, and that asking for a proof of vaccination or denying entry based on that violates HIPAA, which is also completely false. So there's kind of numerous versions of this claim that are floating around out there. And I think that it's important as we move into this next stage of reopening that people understand what is true and what isn't true.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, businesses have a lot of leeway on how they want to operate, and this falls under their purview. If they want to ask for it and you don't want to cooperate, you know, they can ask you to leave at that point, right? I feel like a lot of businesses aren't probably going to be asking. They're going to be more on the side, willing to get people in there. But if some unruly customer comes in or something like that, that's all the more reason to push people out and say, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. Going back to that example that we used of that graphic that's been floating around on the internet right now, it says the penalty of this, that the business or the individual telling you, you need to show us your vaccine passport or that you've been vaccinated, could be go to jail or be punishable by death. That's also not true, too.
No, that is not true. The image specifically cites Title 18 USC Section 242, and that's a part of the federal criminal code that specifically addresses the deprivation of rights. And the law states that those who are acting, quote, under the color of law, who willfully deprive a person in the U.S. of their constitutional rights can go to prison, or in really extreme cases, if somebody dies because of that or there's serious injury, they could receive capital punishment. But it's important to note that that law specifically says under the color of law. Those are the exact words. And that part of the law specifically means that it pertains to officials, government officials who violate a person's rights. And I actually had a legal expert tell me that this really does not at all apply to private businesses or individuals. It's completely not relevant. So it's completely not true. If a business employee or a business owner asks somebody for proof of vaccination or says, hey, you can't provide proof of vaccination, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to ask you to wear a mask to come inside, or I'm afraid I can't let you in, that person is most certainly not going to be put to death because of that or thrown in jail for a very long period of time. That's completely untrue.
It almost seems laughable to think that people would put some of this stuff out there, but that's the thing. That's the whole point of this, is that a lot of misinformation goes out there. And we've seen already the hoopla over mask wearing and people saying you can't force me to. So this is going to be an extension of that. Once mask mandates largely go out, businesses still can require this vaccination proof. So it's going to be an interesting time to see how all of that develops. But Sasha Pupka, reporter at capradio.org and contributor to PolitiFact California, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.